What's up, bitches? You know what is my favorite day? It is Mushroom Monday, where we get to talk about all the benefits of microdosing. I am excited to say that I'm pretty sure I took my hot husband out for a little dinner date. I was going to say delicious, but honestly, it was not. It was okay. It was okay. The company was delicious. The food was a little below mediocre. Probably won't go back to that place again, but my God, they had the best margaritas. Okay. That's what the draw was. But anyway, over conversation uninterrupted without children, which is a rarity for us, I think we named the mushroom business 100%. So stay tuned because I want to share that with you guys first. I will launch it here first. Absolutely. But holy shit, it lit me on fire. And then just again, like I'm just falling in love with this guy all over again, watching him find something he's passionate about and just run with it. Like, I'm going to tell you guys, talking about goals and fucking working for your dreams, that shit is sexy. That stuff is hot. Like, I cannot begin to tell you how much it turns me on to see him like this new light, okay? To actually see him on fire. And the cool thing that I know what's going to come back on this is that he's watched me do these things. He has watched me with all the ideas and build the business and go for my dreams and do the things, but he wasn't in a solid, healed, whole place where he could see that as something that was attractive. I think he was fucking scared. So the really cool thing is that as he's growing through this, I know he's going to like, it's going to just like incredibly grow our connection. And this is my advice to you if you are in a relationship. I know it's hard sometimes because sometimes, especially women, I feel like we go fast. We go first, we go fast, right? Like we're fucking independent, strong, powerful beings, right? We bring fucking life to this planet. That's a big deal. We don't take that lightly. We're fucking powerful. So when we're doing things, I think that men are sometimes a little not necessarily intimidated, but they're seeing their shortcomings, right? Like they're seeing the things they're not doing, and that kind of makes them uncomfortable. And there's no way to really communicate and articulate that past the pride and the ego and the man mind, basically. So I think that if you can just stay the course in a relationship, even if you feel like your husband may not be meeting you where you are, I promise he will eventually. 100%, he's going to meet you where you are. I've had that faith, and every single time I turn around, I'll be damned if Mr. Lynette is not right there, like on my heels, always there. Just the growth. I can't even put it into words sometimes. It blows me away. I'm very excited about what is coming with all the things we're building. Lots of businesses in the works. I told you guys to do your homework. I hope your therapy session went well and it was money well spent, less than $3, okay, to really just level yourself the fuck up. But let's get into a little mushroom talk because after that, I want to talk about some ways to manage unhelpful thoughts. Okay. We're going to go through this process of growing through it with Brandon. Okay. That's the season we're in because I'm noticing the places where I need to truly grow right now. With everything I've gone through, everything I'm going through, I know what I need to grow through. And I'm just going to take you with me. Why not make that public? I don't sugarcoat shit, I don't hide shit. You guys know I had a bit of a struggle here. I'm getting my bearings back today. Didn't feel so empty around the house. It wasn't like, a big hole. Tomorrow's a little different for me, and that's going to be another microdose day because my girls are going to be gone. So it's just going to be us here with less dogs, a depressed dog, and that's always, it's kind of hard for me in the holiday season for whatever reason, okay? For whatever reason. Microdosing can kind of mirror that for me. But let's get to it, bitch. So I share my story a lot about what microdosing has done for me, how it continues to help me. But I figured today I would kind of highlight someone else here today. So we're gonna talk about, I'm not gonna use his name. So we're gonna call him George, okay? So I'll give you a little rundown on George. He has been microdosing for 5 years now. And the reason he started was to improve his mental health. How he described a situation, he was in a depression, in a rut. He was unhappy, angry, agitated all of the time. And it went against all the ways he saw himself. Okay. So this is what I tell you guys. If you are feeling these feelings, you are not in alignment with who the fuck you are. You are not in an energetic alignment. Okay. This is how he helped himself. Okay. So he had heard about the magic mushrooms and started microdosing. And what he did, he started with just a small nibble. He would take like half an inch of mushrooms to see if it improved his mood. And I'm telling you guys, immediately he started seeing the benefit. It boosted his morale. He was in a lot better mood. He had more pep in his step. He was having more fun and feeling more excited about things. So this is exactly all of the benefits that I'm telling people to go through. And kind of how the words he put it is like, you can compare it to walking outside and the sun is suddenly out. Just the sun comes out, it gets bright, and you see all the things. It's kind of a reminder that you're a person who can feel positive things and notice things that are beautiful. And it's really just the beauty that's mirroring from you out into the universe. So, microdosing, there is a little bit of trial and error. If you are someone that really wants to try this, I just wanted to talk about other people's stories, the same benefits. Like, this is not something that isn't going to help. I think this should be a universal, absolutely. I mean, this guy was on Prozac, so you can see how far his depression went to just take the chemicals of numbness. And so many people are tired of taking the numbness, and it's frustrating because people don't know. They're not educated, which is why we talk about it on Microdosing Monday. So, microdosing, if you don't know, you're going to be taking like how much? So I do about 5% of a full dose of psychedelics. That's where you say. So, like, if you weigh 155 pounds, someone might take 20 milligrams for, what I call the hero's dose to trip balls to the wall. 20 milligrams. I literally only take like, I don't know, probably like half. You probably don't even need 20 to trip balls. That's a big number to me. I feel like that's a big number. But microdose, you're just going to be taking up to 1 milligrams. I would say no more than two. For me, a half is definitely the sweet spot. I can't do more than half. And the cool part is I'm learning about different types of mushrooms and the different experience. So that's going to be something I get to bring you guys through with my personal experience. Just to be able to share the difference in things to offer you guys something different. Like maybe different mushrooms make you feel a different way, and I couldn't imagine anything making me feel better than what I'm currently taking. I absolutely love how the world just kind of comes back to me. Like I suddenly am centered and I'm calling the shots, and I'm calling the shots with time on my side. Okay, there's no clock ticking. There is no pressure. There are no overrun thoughts. And that's exactly what we're talking about today, is our thoughts getting crazy. I want to tell you guys 100% that I love the fact that microdosing is one of my favorite things to help manage unhelpful thoughts. Because right there, that minute that I start experiencing that beauty, and it takes about 30 minutes to an hour to feel the full effect. And what I usually feel when I'm microdosing, it's just kind of a warm, tingly feeling. And that's the general consensus from people that I've been having conversations with. And I'm trying to talk to everybody about this. So if you've sat at my bar, you're like, oh my God, this bitch talks about mushrooms. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I am shocked because there are quite a few people that do know. They know and grow, bitch. So I think you need to have these conversations with people of just ha not being afraid of how people are going to judge you or how you look when you talk about this, because you're worried about what they might think. If there's judgment, they might think, some shit about you. Here's the thing. We don't give a fuck what people think about us, because our joy, our happiness, and happy thoughts come before what anybody else thinks or says or does. Okay. So I want to continue to collect these stories. If you guys have a microdose story, I want you to share it with me in the Listen Bitch group, or you can message me at brandonlinnett.com, or you can message me on Facebook. I just don't get notifications. Okay. And I don't always get to log in. I try hard to log in, and sometimes it's just a pain in the ass and I give up. Okay. So Facebook and I are on the outs, and that's okay. We're making it work, bitch. But I want to hear your stories of like microdosing, and I think this is something that you really have to give yourself that room for error, just the trial and error of like maybe you took too much and you didn't have a great time, or maybe you didn't take enough and you didn't have the experience. You have to do this as a one size fits all for you. What I think a piece of advice I'm going to give you right now is doing this on an empty stomach. First thing in the morning when you wake up, it's the first thing I do. That's it. I don't eat. I don't do anything except drink water. And I, you know, my big glass of water, if you guys know me, my big glass of water is fucking huge. It's a torpedo looking motherfucker. I drink a lot of water. Okay. So I drink a lot of water with my first dose, and then I just wait for the magic to happen. And there's no big like fireworks. It's not like, bitch, I hate weed. I hate it because I feel it and I'm like, oh my God, please make it stop. I don't like feeling high. So if you're someone that can relate to that, mushrooms are for you. If you are someone who is not ready to have the conversation with other people about mushrooms and you're not sure that you have someone, a source that's trustworthy, reliable, all the things, bitch, I have a product that has mushrooms in it, but not psychedelics. Okay. But it's a neurotropic and it makes me feel the same way. If I could not get my hand on shrooms, I would be using the Me product 24/7. I did my own study, my own test of just using the Me product and then microdosing for a month each. And there was absolutely, absolutely no difference. The only difference I experienced was in between, I would give myself a week of nothing. That way I knew I was pure, clean, fresh, ready to go for the new product. Okay. So that was the only time I could experience something and I could tell I was not microdosing. I could absolutely tell. But this has helped me a lot. And I'm going to tell you an area of my life that it really helps me in is parenting. Okay. Bitch, that's a hard gig. It's a hard gig. And nothing drives me more crazy than parents who are like, oh my God, that's just a bad kid. Your kids are bad. My kids are bad. Like, there's no such thing as a bad kid. There's bad parenting, meaning your kid's been alive for 4 years and they don't know how to clearly communicate their emotions, their feelings, their fear, their frustration. Look at me. I'm 42, bitch. And I still freak the fuck out. And I don't know how to communicate that. So why the fuck am I going to lose my shit on a little kid who knows even less than I do? Right. We're doing that. We're losing our shit on our kids. We're impatient. We're agitated. We don't feel good. So we treat everybody around us like shit. And you've got to stop. This is something that really, really reined in my perspective I've always been a great mom, but I do have my moments of like, okay, I'm tired of this. I'm over this. And this brought me through that moment of like, I can step back. I can give my kid her feelings. Tonight is a perfect example. Okay. 4 years old, she is freaking out about death. Like it has given her anxiety. She's just, the baby's going through something. Okay. And I can't go through it for her, but I can support her. So something like bedtime, okay, has been out of control. She hates going to bed without me. So the 3 nights that I'm gone are really tough on her. And tonight she's like, you're not even going to sleep with me all week, you know, and she starts crying. She's like, and then Shay's leaving and Jezra's leaving. And she's like, are they going to die too? You know, because here we go with another death in the family. So she's just kind of spiraling. And I was like, I need to go do a podcast. I was tired. I just wanted to go to sleep and I had things to do, but I knew she needed to stick to like an early bedtime because, you know, God forbid she doesn't get her sleep. It's important. It is important. So, you know, I am glad I microdosed because I had to take a step back and just realize, look, she's the life right now. She is the moment. Be in the moment with her. There's no point in worrying about a podcast. If I have to get up at 3 a.m., no big deal. So mushrooms just give me that mirror in front of my face where I can look at myself and my reaction. That's what we never do. We don't look at ourselves and how we're acting, what we look like, right? We act different when we're around other people than we do when we're at home. That's a fact. You guys put on a face, bitch. Mushrooms don't let you do that. You get to see who you are from a different perspective the entire time, and it keeps you in the present moment. So I let her cry. I let her be angry. I let her be scared. I let her have her feelings. And she snuggled up to me and she's like, okay, mama, I love you. And she went to sleep. And it took like 30 minutes and I didn't freak out. Normally I'd be like, oh my God, go the fuck to sleep. Get in your own bed. I'm leaving. And I would just let her cry it out. I knew today that wasn't the option, right? I had to be the better person. That's who we are as adults, navigating shit for our kids, parenting them in a way that we never had. We never had that nurturing. We never had, you know, the support. We were bad kids, bitch. We were bad kids. And that wasn't fair. Okay.
wasn't fair that that's the label we got. So mushrooms just kind of bring that back, that reflection back. What they really help me do, and that's what we're going to get into today's topic, is managing unhelpful thoughts, okay? You are meant to feel good. And I'm not talking like that you have to be happy all the time, okay? Because that's bullshit, right? Like, yes, be happy. Don't depend on anyone else to make you happy. And don't think there's something wrong with you in the moments that you're not. If people are all the time like, oh my God, why are you so happy? Bitch, I'm not. I'm at peace. And I'm a cold motherfucker when I'm at peace and your vibration is not where I want to be. Like, cold is fucking ice. And literally people are like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? I'm not in the fuckery. I don't want to step down to your level. I don't want your vibration. I feel good where I'm at and I'm at peace with that. I don't give a fuck. I'm not in this world to make other people, you know, I'm not here to coddle their feelings to make them feel some kind of way. You're here to protect your fucking energy. And when you can vibrate on a level where your energy is protected, that's where you give the world the good stuff. The people that are ready to see, to wake the fuck up, that want to make a change in their lives, they will fucking gravitate towards you. And the people that are not ready, the people that want to play low, 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 the people who want to stay comfortable and fucking in toxic bullshit, who don't want to grow, bitch, the people that don't want to grow, you're going to weed them out like a motherfucker. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to blame you and they're going to talk shit about you. And that's okay, because we don't give a fuck, because we focus on thoughts that make us feel good. The thoughts that make us feel good mean you get to choose your current energy vibration in this moment. If you fucked with your thoughts for 30 days, you would change your fucking life. You would change your life because you get to choose the thoughts you're having. You get to choose them. 100%, you get to choose the ones you cling to. So if you're not feeling good right now, think a happier thought. Think of the thoughts that make you happy right now. Shut everything down. Close your eyes. What the fuck thought could you think right now that would make you happy? What would make you happy? Those are the thoughts you think. You're not feeling good. Choose a fucking happy thought. And yeah, I know it seems too good to be true and it's that fucking simple, but I'm going to give you some skills, bitch. Okay. So let's get into that. We'll talk. I think I wrote down like four or five ways. Okay. And I know how this goes. Okay. Never seems to fail. You're trying to concentrate on your work and your mind wanders off to a completely unrelated topic. Okay. Or maybe you're about to go on a date and all you can think about is how horrible your last few dates have been. These are examples of unhelpful thoughts. Okay. And I'm taking you through this because I am growing through this at this moment. Like, I've been triggered a couple times in the past few days and I'm like, what the hell? I get stuck on something that's so fucking random and unconnected to my family that I'm just like, what in the world? So this is something that I am recalibrating in my own life. Have I been through this? Have I took myself through the training? Did I get coached through this process? Abso-fucking-lutely. Am I still dealing with it? Fuck yeah. Because guess what, bitch? Life doesn't stop and you get to recalibrate every now and then when you go through shit, okay? Unhelpful thoughts are going to be distractions and destructive. Neither of those are going to help you out. And the truth is, your mind is a fucking terrible thing to waste. And if you can't manage your thoughts, you're not using your mind to your advantage. You're just not doing the right. You're not doing it right, bitch. Imagine how powerful you could become if you could ignore or replace your negative thoughts. I mean, seriously, journal about that today. Like, if you could just ignore or replace the negative thoughts, you could accomplish more and get greater enjoyment from your life. And I'm not talking about happiness, okay? Our key right now is fucking peace. It's peace. And maybe those happy thoughts aren't going to have you on cloud nine all the time, but it brings you to a level of peace where you are just unfuckwithable. Like, no one can fuck with you. You are here. I am at peace, bitch. If I look like an ice queen, I promise you, bitch, I'm at peace, okay? If I look like I'm a super happy, bubbly person, still at peace. Same fucking person, same fucking peace. I'm just protecting my energy. So first thing you want to do is maintain space between yourself and your thoughts. It's important to remember that you don't have to engage with them. This is where everybody is fucking up. You do not have to engage with your thoughts. You don't focus on every person, every tree, or every fucking car you pass when you're driving down the road. You don't. You just see them go by. Maybe one that's really shiny. You're like, oh my God, that's a hot car, right? If you're like my husband, you're breaking your neck all day and your wife just wants to cut you. But that's the point. We're meant to notice those things that stand out to us. That thought that really stands out that you're like, oh, I like that. That's the shit you look at.
So imagine your thoughts. You're just on a fucking highway. You're standing there and cars are just zooming by. These are what your thoughts are doing. That's what your thoughts are doing. And you don't have to pay attention until you see something that you really like that makes you feel good, a car that makes you feel some kind of way. Maybe there's like just some nostalgia in a station wagon, or, you know, maybe you see a motorcycle drive by and you're like, oh, I need that in my garage. That's the thing. You do the same thing with your unhelpful thoughts. Allow them to simply pass on by. Imagine the thoughts you're thinking and just put them in a fucking car. Whatever image, visualization is huge for me. Whatever image you have to imagine for the bad thoughts, just let them go. They're simply something that you experience. They don't become a thing until you make it a thing. You are not your thoughts. If something doesn't serve a purpose in your life, ignore it. Listen, bitch, what is the point in dwelling on it? You have to understand, it is your brain's job to produce random thoughts. It's doing its fucking job. The thoughts you experience say little about you. It's the nature of your brain to produce the thoughts. It's always going to give you something to think about. And occasionally, those thoughts are useful. Frequently, they're frivolous. They don't mean shit. And sometimes, bitch, they're disturbing. Okay? So understand them for what they are and move on. That's it. You guys are going to love my next piece of advice because I know you're tired of hearing this, but here's what I know. You're not doing it. You are not committed to this. You are not disciplined in this moment. And I want you to understand that, 10 minutes a day, that's all I'm asking you to do. 10 minutes a day. Meditation. This is how you understand the nature of your mind. The first thing you're going to notice is the random and restless nature of your brain. And once you start noticing that, you separate yourself from it. You separate yourself from it. This is where you can realize you're just on a fucking highway watching cars drive by. How sick would you be if you had to focus on every single car? You're on a four-lane highway. They're doing 80, 90, 100 miles per hour. Focus on every fucking car. You're going to puke. That's what our thoughts do to us. We try to focus on everything and we're just fucking sick. Separate yourself from your thoughts. Realize you get to choose what you focus on. And it's very important that you focus on your breathing. So when you find yourself fuming about your coworkers or wondering what happened to your high school friends or making a grocery list, redirect your attention back to your breathing. That's what keeps the meditation. And it's really important for me, if I don't have a guided meditation or music, that I have a really loud fan on or some kind of noise that I can use to distract. And literally, what I teach my clients when we're doing like a beginner's meditation is when you're in that space to hum, like literally just do it right now. Just do it. Just hum for a minute. And I want you to tell me what you're thinking about while you're humming. You can't think of shit. So that's a really good tool for me when I'm trying to meditate, is humming. You get to focus your attention on a thought of your choosing. You could think about anything you choose to think about. You could think about riding a fucking flying bicycle, eating a peach, or whatever you need to accomplish today. When you're experiencing an unhelpful thought, you get to decide to think about something more useful. You've got to recognize and acknowledge that you have the power to direct your thinking as you see fit. You've got to use your fucking brain. Apply the logic. Poor thinking leads to what? Poor decision making. When your thoughts are leading you astray, you have to put your logical mind to use. Ask yourself, what would a sensible person do in this situation? What is logical, intelligent? What is going to work out for the benefit of who I truly am? What would I tell my friend to do? If negative and distracting thoughts are getting in your way on a regular basis, you're not alone. That's our brain. It's our job, and it's out of love. I promise it's out of love, so I don't want you to come at your brain and be like, I fucking hate you. We're not doing that here. This is love. It's love, and it needs to stay active, and it's going to wander from one idea to another if you fail to take control of it. Another thing, I guess you guys are getting some extra because I'm winging it here. Another thing that I think is really important with the thoughts in our brain, it's going to be all the things you're listening to, that you're watching, that you're reading, all of that. If you are not expanding your brain, it gets stuck in the same loop. Right? It gets stuck in a loop. So I want you to learn to either do the audiobook or reading 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes of meditation, 10 minutes of reading. That's it. No big deal. But this gives your brain something to engage and focus on. Learning something new is super important. I tell my husband all the time, because my brain, like, I never give it a break, bitch. We've talked about this. I have a beautiful mind and it has to be going on all 10 cylinders, or I'm just not me. Like, it's just, I let it do its thing and I love it for what it is. Always wanting to do something new, to learn something new. And bitch, I do. Like, every day I have a new passion. I'm like, oh my God, this sounds so much fun. And I fall in love with it. And I collect all these things that I love to do. All the things that I love to do. That's why I love everything I do. Because I collect all these thoughts. And I don't think I would ever just stay on one set path in my life. I don't think I was made for that. My brain wants to go all these places. But I tell my husband, challenge your brain. He hates reading. Hates reading. I tell him, brush your teeth with your other hand. You brush your teeth with your right hand, start doing it with your left hand. Little things to trick your brain to kind of activate different cylinders. If you don't use it, you lose it. And there are a lot of ways you can start expanding your brain. There's literally apps for it, games that you can play. But if you have never meditated before, this is an excellent way to learn how your mind works, how to separate yourself from your thoughts, how to deal with the random intrusive thoughts. Most importantly, this is where you can recognize, this is where I truly learned what it meant to hear that you are not your thoughts. That's meditation taught me that. I can't just tell you this, bitch. I can't tell you you're not your thoughts. You're not going to understand what I'm saying until you really actively put yourself in a situation to see it. So if you want to put this podcast to work for you, this is a fucking $1 million podcast right here. You need to get into meditation and start recognizing what your thoughts are doing. You are not your thoughts. There is no reason to take them personally. Okay. If you are not feeling good right now, think about something different. It's the thoughts that are keeping you in this energetic field. Your thoughts change your vibration, the ones you choose to take hold of. We can always think like, what if it doesn't work out? And I want you, bitch, I want you to be the person that's like, what if it does? What if everything always works out for me? What if everything always works out for me? What if I always get everything I've ever wanted? What if everything always goes my way? That's been my life mantra, and it's worked out that way every single time. You guys want to know how many years I spent praying for everything I have, praying for the peace, praying for the joy, praying for the contentment, praying to be able to wake up and do what I love, praying for my kids. I prayed for all of this. And it was those thoughts of like, I can have it. I get everything I want. I always get my way. Everything always works out for me. Everything always works out for you. That's the thought you get to choose. A bad day is just a bad day. A thought is just a thought. It doesn't mean it has to be yours. And it sure as fuck is not who you are. So I love you, bitch. Happy mushroom fucking manic Monday. Welcome to Brandon's brain. I know this podcast was fire. So make sure you leave a review on either Apple or Spotify, wherever you're listening to me at. Invite a friend to listen to the podcast. I have business cards again. So make sure you send me your address so I can send those to you and you can share them with friends. I will be very, very grateful. I don't monetize the podcast. This is free information. And it's fire, bitch. I crawled out of bed between my husband and a baby to be here for you tonight. All I'm asking in return, okay? Because I love doing this. But I need your help. I need you to spread the word. I need you to share it with a friend, share it with a coworker, share it with your family, post it in random bathrooms. I don't give a fuck. Just whatever we can do to get this out there, to get more listeners, so that I can continue to serve you without monetizing this bitch, okay? I hate commercials. I don't want to be a commercial. I don't want to do them. I just want to be here for you. That's all. I want to hang out with you a few days a week. Let's do the things. Let's become powerful, independent, confident women who make our dreams come true, who create our own reality. Or men. Dude, there's a lot of guys that listen. I didn't realize that. That's cool. There's even guys in the Facebook group. Make sure you guys speak up here. We don't have to dominate. I know I talk a lot about, you know, women power and all the things, but men matter too. They do. My babies wouldn't be here without the man, right? That's a fact. So it's a partnership. Let's lock arms. Let's do the things. I love you guys. Happy fucking Monday. This week is going to be amazing. And what do we have? Like 4 weeks to Christmas? I mean, that's exciting, bitch. That's exciting. I'm going to play Christmas music tomorrow after I wake up and my girls are gone just to try to bring myself into that moment of I'm going to feel good. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to collect some happy thoughts. I am going to get back into a nice routine, cling to the things that make me feel good. I'm still recovering from just the holiday crazy, right? We all go there, not beating myself up for it, but I just can't wait to get back on track. I really do like the discipline of my routine. I love it. I love when I can know how I'm going to feel because I know what I'm eating. I know what I'm drinking. I know the activities I have planned. Like I know all of that. So I'm like, bitch, I'm going to feel good today. It's funny how once you become aware of the things that don't make you feel good and you partake in them, like sugar, I went back on the sugar bandwagon. I was so good without it. Sugar makes me moody. It makes me moody. It's a drug, bitch. It's a drug and not the cool kind like mushrooms. But I love you. So much stuff to come. And I want you guys to make these last few weeks of the year fire. We don't fucking start shit in January. We started today. We don't put shit off for tomorrow. We are powerful today. Bitch, it's your day. It is your day. I love you. Choose your thoughts. Choose wisely. Choose something that makes you feel good.